Good morning, MGTOW men. An update on the inks. Right. Since I made my ink extractor slash filler for the Pilot fountain pens, well, what happens is it's different. You can use a whole heap of different binders, from plain sugar to dextrose, where you roasted glucose, you know. To gum arabic, and there's different types of from different trees. You can have plain unbounded inks, where they just think the carbon, you know, just goes into the, is drawn in between the fibers, but it doesn't bind to the fibers, it sort of stays in there. And gelatin, very diluted gelatin. What else? There's a whole heap of really good binders, you know. And, oh God, I'll get this. And the thing is, dear MGTOW men, is that one of the things about really, really good inks is you can dilute them, you know. And I've become quite a sort of fad for Windex, you know, because it mixes with everything, or all the inks that I've ever created or used, you know. So I will say this blend of proper fountain pen ink diluted by about 50% with Windex and other bits and pieces of inks and stuff thrown in there. Right, this still puts out a very dark line. Now, I've diluted this. That's not a fucking pen. Okay. So that gives a really nice line, right? Yeah. That line there at the top, the big thick line, is the nib, the pen being held at the right sort of angle and drawn in the right direction and stuff, and the right side sort of facing down, right? And what you can do is, we'll say the pen, this filler's a fucking great boon, right? So if we get I'd say that's about, got a foamy head on it like a beer, but I'll say that's about 2 mil, right? This ink, because it's one of my own formulation sort of stuff, because it's been diluted by 50% already, right? What we can do so we've sucked all the ink out of the pen, right? Fuck, that's really good. That's pulling a hard sort of vacuum, so it's collapsed the tube. So the pen is now So that ink is now, fuck, that ink has been diluted by half, and then it's been diluted by half again. So you've gone from full strength to half strength to quarter strength, and oops. So it's still as dark as all fuck. That was just a spill. So, that's now one quarter the strength of what it was. This is called, you know, see, that's the darkness of the line there. Round. See, that's probably about a quarter of the strength of the ink density. It's a bit hard to write, but see that L there? It's a bit more viscous, and it's flowing at a slightly higher rate, but basically, this is the half strength ink, this is the quarter strength ink. And all I'm doing is diluting it down with Windex, you know, the window cleaner stuff. So that means, you know, that's what you can do with ink. You know, you can get the really, my ink is the best ink in the world, hands down. And this is probably, because I've had to refill, this is about half a container, and I topped it up with Windex, so it's about 50% dilution, and what was in the pen was a 50% dilution, and then what I've done is diluted that ink again to a 50% dilution, so technically I'm about a 25% strength ink, and it's still making really good lines, you know, and that's it. It's like extremely fine. That's it. So, but you can see the line, the ink is getting, it's not so obvious here, but you can see the line is getting a touch fainter, but that's how you can really sort of, what's the word? There's no such thing as being scummy in ink, but if the glass cleaner is like $2 for 750 mil, that means, now I'm not going to say this is working with all inks and all formulations and all pigments and dyes and stuff, because there's a bit of chemistry going on. So that means you could buy one bottle of ink, is that 50 mil? And you could mix it with, I haven't tried this particular brand, as in absolutely, but that means technically you could get 50 mil of ink, and you could turn it with a bit of window cleaner. This is just for general sort of writing, you know what I mean? This is not for, you know, sacred documents that have to be survived 500 fucking years. But this is for general purpose writing. You can dilute your ink or inks. Fuck, I wish I knew where I put things. You can dilute your ink. You can mix 50 mil of ink with, say, 100 to 250 mil of fucking window cleaner, and you can stretch. This is just for general writing. This is not, you know, high art shit, but, you know, you might want actually really dilute any ink anyway, because, you know, you can thin it out heaps. But, fuck, I hate that. Yeah, so you could thin your really good primary ink out. Fuck, that drives me insane. Oh, where did I put my pen? I can't find it anywhere. Where'd it go? I must put some glow type stuff on this shit, you know, so I can find it with a fucking torch and it lights up like a Christmas tree. But, yeah, so there's the exciting possibilities. You can dilute your ink right down, you know, using $2 a fucking window cleaner because it's fairly neutral chemically. That's up to you to fucking, you know. This is not like a $5,000 pen encrusted in gold and diamonds and inlays and, you know, painted with shellac or some other fucking thing, you know. Where the fuck did it go? And, you know, you can turn 50 mil of ink into, say, 300 mil of ink. Or 250 mil of ink, or 200 mil of ink, or, you know, 150 mil of ink, or 100 mil of ink. But the thing is, just for general writing, you can dilute your fucking ink right down. And I won't show you my hairy anus, but this is a sort of thinking where, as long as you can get reasonably good writing, legible writing, that is, what's it called, you know, because I hate fucking faint writing, I hate faint ink, but, you know, you can, there's one thing is, to if you use ink at a furious sort of rate, and you don't need really absolutely black or dark blue lettering, you can thin it right out and still be reasonably, you know, reasonably legible. It looks like it's not sort of like the Google Maps where it's light grey on something that's two or three shades, I don't know, with 13 million colours. How do I describe this? But you know where they draw fucking Google Maps? These fucking retarded cunts used to draw light grey lines, or a light grey line representing a street on one or two tones darker grey background, and it's really hard to fucking see it. It's really hard to identify it. It's really hard to fucking, you know, what are you, cunts? Stupid? Yes. I think... Oh, here it is. Right where I put it. So anyway, that's... See, and the good thing about... I'm not going to go into chemistry and the survival time of your ink and paper over the next 10 million years. That's a good line. So, you know, this is a very... That's not super dark, but, you know, if I really wanted to just... I think it's diluted enough at about 25%. If I really wanted to be sort of getting into dickhead territory, because that's where the ink... becomes a little bit too faint and a little bit too light and a little bit too sort of transparent sort of thing, partial transparency. But, yeah. So that's how you can stretch your fucking inks out. You don't pay thousands, you know. So if this one bottle is, say, $25 for 50 mil, I can turn that into... say 200 mil, and it lasts just for general writing, and it lasts for fucking, fuck, that's a lot of writing. Oh, that's so nice. So there you go, MGTOW men, you know. All right.